Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Did you have a good Christmas?
I had a fabulous Christmas.
That's a wonderful
thing.
Saw
a lot of people, talked to a lot of people, got some great gifts, gave some great gifts. It was all good.
That's the way it should be. Just sharing and loving all the way around.
Exactly. How about you?
Oh, I had a great one. It was a lot of fun. It really was. Only had a couple friends stop by, but, you know, actually had some quality time with my beau. It was really nice. I actually had 3 days off in a row, which I don't remember the last time I've had 3 days off in a row, but I had Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after, and it was just beautiful.
Wow. Wow. That's great. Taking time off, sometimes hard for us to do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I understand completely. Well, tonight we have this incredibly intense cardinal T-square going on in the heavens, and I'm pretty excited about it, actually.
And why are you so excited about it, Aphrodite?
To me, it just seems so wonderful to try and use the Capricorn forces, both the Sun and Mercury kissing in Capricorn, being teed off with Uranus, the planet of surprises in Aries, and Mars, the warring planet, in the sign of peace, Libra. It's almost like the balance beam. You know, I just love the way it feels. It feels as if there's a part of us that are screaming for freedom. We want peace, but we also want order. And to see it demonstrated, you know, in the heavens this close to that new moon on New Year's Day, first one in 19 years, right?
Absolutely. That's an awesome
new
thing. And it's
this
really
year, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's the first of four new moons with two blue moons in that. That's such an awesome thing.
Yes. Well, actually, when it's two new moons a month, the second one is called a black moon, I thought. If it's two full moons, it's called
a black moon.
Yeah.
You're right. Gosh.
Yep.
The full moon is blue. The moon is black. So it's a black, two black moons so close together. Sorry about that.
I know. It's just amazing, you know, because when I write my article for my website, you know, my monthly horoscope thing, which you write one too. Well, when I write mine, I always use the lunations, okay? So in February, I only have one lunation. I have a full moon in there and no new moon in February at all.
That is such an interesting thing to give a theme of that to February, you know, because February is predominantly ruled by Aquarius in the first place, which Aquarius is always the future or progressive or, you know, cutting edge is what you think of it, you know, with that Uranus effect to it, enlightening and awakening, especially with Uranus in Aries right now. And to only have just that one transformation in that month is such an interesting thing.
And the interesting thing is that full moon in February is on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes, I saw that. That is so wild. With our Venus retrograde, it's going to be interesting.
Yes, I know. Well, on the new moon, on New Year's Day, the T-square that we're talking about tonight is even more intense, okay, because the moon, the sun, Pluto, and Mercury are all on the T with Uranus and Mars. So it's like very, very interesting, yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that it is showing us that it's time to take charge, to set new foundations, and to rebalance things. And because it is a T-square, and I always talk about squares as like a calculator, okay? to where, you know, if you press the right buttons, you get the right response. So it's a matter of work it right and doing the right thing and staying within the knowing that it's not the time that it takes to make it, it's doing the right steps that make those T-squares utilize their greatest energies for you. And so, especially with the Mars in Libra and the opposition that, to Aries, it's a matter of that balance of those specific steps and doing the right thing to make it work really well. And being cardinal, you can start a lot of new things under cardinal signs. That's, you know, a lot of power to have it all in a cardinal sign.
Exactly. I like that aspiring energy.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's a good word
for it.
Thing,
tonight, Venus is forming no major aspects to any of the traditional planets, and it isn't on the new moon either.
That's a good thing, because Venus is retrograde in Capricorn.
Yeah, it's kind of void of course, if you will.
Sometimes the phrase, let sleeping dogs lie, works really well. And on this aspect, I think it's let sleeping dogs lie. I think it's giving you a break with it not having any aspects to it.
Absolutely. Well, you ready to take a caller tonight? Maybe we should do some readings and help these people out there. What do you think?
That sounds good to me. How about we do that?
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, it's Danielle.
Danielle, how are you?
I'm all right, you guys.
Super.
I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know, right?
And guess what? I have my computer back, but
yeah.
For some reason, I can't get Kepler to input my birth data. I have to call Kepler and get that done, and I haven't because of the holidays. So for the final time, can I have your birth information again?
6/13/81.
Okay.
Alton, Illinois, 9:30 a.m.
That's it. How was your holidays?
I just stayed by myself. Yours?
Took it easy.
I just stayed at home by myself. That's all I did.
That's all we did. We had a good time just relaxing. And I had a couple friends stop by real quickly and say hi. But most of it was just relaxing, which is a great thing, you know, especially this holiday, you know, just enjoying the time, you know, that you have to really enjoy the season.
Yeah.
So what was your question for us today?
Well, there's this girl. I haven't had any, like, love interest that I've been happy or interested in, but there's this girl that I like, and it's kind of went past more than being just friends. And I just want to know what's going on with me and her. I got her birthday and stuff.
Hey, what's her birthday?
9/12/1990.
And do you know what time?
6:04 a.m. And it's in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
In what?
Fayetteville.
Fayetteville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fayetteville. Fayetteville.
Got it.
And what state again?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay, got it.
I know there's a lot of 12th house stuff going on, and there are some squares and oppositions, but...
Well, your Mars or combust?
Conjunct, yeah.
Yep, they're within minutes of each other, so they call that combust, Danielle, and it just means that they are just identical, okay? Even by Deacon et Dwa, they're basically, you know, identical. That's kind of interesting, because there is kind of like a twin energy that's involved with that Gemini force. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And her moon is very close to your sun. It's within 4 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, and the north and south nodes are within 3 degrees.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I think this is an interesting relationship. I look at this, and the thing that sticks out the most is all of her Virgo energy sits in your second house of personal values and beliefs. Okay. I think you're a more sensitive soul than she is. I have to be honest with you with this. So, yeah, absolutely, I do.
We also learn together because we've been spending time together and stuff. And what are we supposed to do?
Well, and here again, I do think that there's a very good kinship or friendship that can grow out of this. I think she transforms and changes certain things about you and the way perspectives that you look at things. Again, when you notice, it's a south node, north node thing, okay? It's not your north node is conjunct her north node. It's your north node is conjunct her south node, okay?
Right.
So there's, you have this strong kinship and this strong familiarity. However, she has no water, and you're here to teach her those types of emotions and have that type of feeling in her life, okay? And when you look at you, you have no earth, okay? So here she grounds you down, and she brings you to so you two teach each other a different perspective because you come from two separate areas. I think this girl helps rebalance you and really make you look at things in a different perspective, okay? And so I think this is an interesting journey for you to be on, and I would let it be what it is at the moment and not try and label it. That's what I'm going to say about it. How about you, Aphrodite? I'm sorry.
I totally agree. I totally agree with everything you said. Yep. I actually like it because I like the fact that there was Capricorn Cancer polarity points and, oppositions. And when that happens, again, as Jacqueline pointed out, a lot of things, you can point things out to her that she couldn't see, Danielle. And you can both help each other analyze things in a completely different way. So it's almost like there's no dispute. There's just two different perspectives that aren't in conflict.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, and I've been teaching her about, turning on to, magic and stuff. But some of the stuff, I looked at my cards on it, and I know I give practical advice to some people, but they're just not going to listen. So it's like...
That's always the way.
Can I ask one more question?
I think it's interesting. Sure.
What is she supposed to do? She's having problems with making money. She works at the grocery store, but what is she actually supposed to be doing with her life to make money and stuff? So any advice on what she's supposed to do?
Got several things she needs to be doing.
I think her parenting skills are outstanding. I feel she should be doing something with children. Got a lot of energy in her fifth house.
Yeah.
A lot of trines to her ascendant and Venus and Mercury and the Sun. I mean, she's a double Virgo. And her moon being in Gemini, she has a playful side to her nature sometimes too, especially mentally. So I don't know. I think she'd be very good dealing with children, especially like little children.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but I just feel that.
You know, and here again, her chart does set her up for this, but it also sets her up for more, not necessarily the nurturing, but the programming of it. This behavioral part of it, that type of thing. Because her Saturn is in the fifth house, there is a certain amount of order or discipline that she teaches to children. With, her Mars, her part of fortune, and her Moon in her tenth house, she works well with them on an elementary level, on the teaching and transformation level. She could even work with autistic children, things like that, okay? I really feel that it's an effort put to her. As far as a job you know, I have to say, if she's going to do a job instead of doing the grocery store thing, she'd be better off cleaning houses, okay, and making money independently cleaning houses, okay, but that's not a satisfaction thing for her. Just to let you know, just to get by. But I think I agree with Aphrodite about working with kids. I think that could be done really well.
I look at some of these people's charts and their numerology, and some of these people are tore up.
What can you do?
And then...
Well, we're so glad you called in tonight, Danielle. We miss you very much.
All right. Well, thanks.
Good luck.
Okay.
All right. God bless. Bye. Trip. She's a trip.
Oh,
well, you ready for another one?
I hear from her. Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. Do I have to have a question?
Yes.
Okay.
We prefer it.
Okay. Let's say finances going into 2014. They're going to get better.
Okay. What's your birth date?
10/29/58.
And what time were you born?
6:05 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Manchester.
And state?
Connecticut.
All right.
Now, do you still live there?
No, different town.
But still in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah, it's still in Connecticut.
Okay. Because Connecticut's kind of a small place. It's probably less than 1 degree of arc. Different.
Yeah.
Wow, look at all your Scorpio planets. Holy moly, girl. You are so psychic.
What do you do for a living? Are you an accountant of some type?
No, well, not an accountant. Purchasing.
Oh, okay. You had to be in some kind of other people's financial situation, so, yeah.
Yeah, like approving, you know, what they purchase.
Okay.
There you go.
It's moving money, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, you only work the one job?
Yeah, right now. I used to have two.
Yeah,
save that
you
up.
Gemini Moon and you got Gemini Ascending. Usually you end up working two jobs or having two interests, even if one of them doesn't necessarily earn you money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever studied astrology at all?
No, but I find it interesting.
You should. You should find a class. You should find some way because, you know, it's such a deep interest. You have a Mercury in Scorpio, a Venus in Scorpio, a Neptune in Scorpio, a Jupiter in Scorpio, and a Sun in Scorpio. If that doesn't ask the question why, nothing does. Okay.
What does that say?
That says that everything, you're curious about everything. You're interested and you're intrigued by everything. You have a refined taste and always have that indulgence of wanting to know more. My key phrase to Scorpio is still waters run deep. You're a very intense individual, but in appearance, you're usually calm. Okay.
Yeah.
If somebody bothers you, you'll tell them to quit poking you about it 10 times. If they don't stop poking you, I would watch out. I would keep my head very low. Okay, if I were that individual, because you're very patient, but when the straw hits the camel's back, I wouldn't want to be around.
Yeah.
Okay. So here again, astrology helps you understand that and helps you channel that in a different direction. It's a language that you would really understand and really be able to speak and find some comedy and humor in it. So just as a side note, because again, Aphrodite pointed out you have dual interests and you have this thing of wanting to have duality all the time. You just can't work and that's it. You have to have some other interest always going or else you're not happy.
Yeah, Yeah, and my interests are going, like, very deep, like, universally.
You're very research-oriented with all that Scorpio in the sixth house, too. You're very analytical. You're very research-oriented. You like to look at the details. And you can see people's motives, even when they're not even aware of them sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You're a natural psychological view of things, okay? Mm-hmm. You're probably a spectacular listener.
Yeah.
Not that you can't talk the ears off a mule when you want to with that Gemini moon, but.
Okay. Going back to answer your question about the financial situation, the reason why you're being challenged at this point in time is Jupiter is transiting through your second house, and it's retrograde at this point in time. Okay? But Jupiter is always to your benefit. Okay? And, you know, we talked about this T-square and the challenge that's coming on. Okay, and this is the ideal situation for you as far as financially is concerned. Uranus just went direct in this T-square, so that's a good thing, and Pluto's direct right at this point in time and will be until, I think, May. Here again, Jupiter is going to go direct in March. That's when you're going to feel the betterment of the financial situation. Your financial situation is always going to go up and down in your life. So relax with it going in and out. It always flows, and remember that about you. Okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. I just really like to see you get into some kind of counseling work here. I really like to see her do it with the astrology, by your suggestion. I just think she'd be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's so much to learn with it.
Well,
that's why you
understand
get bored.
You pick it up quite well. Okay. But here again, you have a Mercury in Scorpio. Scorpio is the language for astrology. Okay. Your Mercury automatically picks it up. Okay. So it's not as difficult as what you think. It really isn't.
Okay. All right. So how do you go about learning it?
Pick up a Stephen Arroyo book. Yeah, first of all, pick up a Stephen Arroyo book and look at Stephen Arroyo. Okay, I'm just vibing that guy might be able to. But I would look around at any metaphysical center and see if there is somebody teaching classes, because you learn better with application than with reading a book, you know, having somebody there and feeling the vibration and getting the energy and having that interaction. So you learn better with that type of physical interaction. So I do strongly suggest that you look in your area for a place that does teach astrology.
If I gave you my granddaughter's birthday, could you just give me a little bit about her horoscope?
Well, we have so many people holding on. Okay,
oh,
we'll
you
do?
Next time. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe another time.
Okay. Oh, that would be great. Enjoy talking to you tonight.
You too. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. God bless. Happy New Year.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Wow. All that Scorpio blew me away, man.
That's one intense creature there. One really intense creature.
I love it. But Saturn being in Scorpio, too, over the past year and a half, too, I think a lot of it has to do with her money management. And but I think she's already kind of got that. She just, to create additional income, I'd really like to see her develop some more of her psychic stuff in the kind of profession she's entertaining in the future.
I think she'd just do well with astrology. I really do. All that Scorpion energy, I think she'd fall in love with it.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, girls. This is Lena. How are you?
Great. How you doing, Lena? What's new? What's happening? What's shaking?
Well, I had a job at the mall for a few weeks, and then I got fired.
Wow. How'd that happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what I did or said. I just got a call one day and said they didn't need me. So, you know, I have another interview on the 31st. And so I'm hoping that something else comes through in the meantime. You know, I want to see what you can see about any kind of work or coming up for me.
Okay. What is your birth date again?
March 7th, 1962.
And what time were you born?
12:03 p.m., Islip, New York.
Great. Thank you.
And you're living in Boynton Beach now?
Correct.
T-Square is hitting you pretty hard here, Lena. You could end up with a job, yes. Where did you apply? What kind of job was it?
I have a job on Tuesday as a companion for an elderly lady. You know, even I would just take it and, you know, of course, keep looking for something better. So, you know, I'm just, I'm hoping that something comes through soon because I'm getting a lot of pressure from my sister again. Every few months she bothers me.
Yeah, I know.
And I know the T-square is coming up. It seems like every time there's a T-square, she's bothering me.
And here again, this is discipline, and I want to, you know, and I want to talk to you about that because you are such a soft, wonderful little Pisces energy, okay? And you just, you're like a little sponge. You just absorb that negativity, okay?
Yes.
And this is the test with this T-square, okay? When I talked about this T-square in the beginning, I talked about working it right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you really, you go, okay, I know it's coming. I know this is a test. I know that this is, that if I react to this or if I do anything, it's still going to do the same thing. I have to try and change the way I'm feeling about it, okay, and start to take a step back and don't care so much about what your sister says at that point in time, okay, and keep moving on with looking forward in your direction that you're going and not let her get to you. And really, look and see, you know, when you practice this with her at this time, you'll see there's certain empowerment with that because she does. She drags you down, and then it makes it harder for you to get a job because you're feeling bad about yourself, okay?
Yes.
And you got this vicious cycle that keeps on going. So if you stop it in one part, it goes better in another part is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, that's why I chose to stay home on Christmas Day, and she was furious with me. Because she wanted me to go to her house, but she never invited me. I mean, I can't. I just prefer to stay home by myself. I was happy. I already saw my kids the night before, and I didn't want to be around her and her negativity.
And yet again, you got it anyhow, is my point.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. You can't hide from it. You cannot.
No.
You have to walk through the fire. You just have to know how to walk through the fire. Again, at that point in time, you have to walk through it and just care less. Okay? No, I'm not going to let this affect me. I know for a fact that she's going to be brutally mean no matter how I look at it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a Pisces moon. I completely understand this. Okay? And I have siblings. My sister sent me a dead cat for Christmas. Okay? Now, it was an artificial dead cat, but it looked like a real dead cat, okay? And it's just for effect, okay?
Oh,
siblings sometimes are hard on you, okay?
Yeah.
But if I was to let that affect me, if I was to let that affect me that her demented sense of humor was very sad and I let it get to me, that her sense of humor of what she thought was funny is really not, okay? I would have another whole story, but I've healed that with my issues, and that's what I'm trying to show you, is that once you do, you can succeed through it, and it doesn't affect you, and you can continue on with the bliss of your life, even though your sister is tortured with hers. And that's the same situation I'm trying to get you to look at as far as your sister is concerned. You have to care less. That's her problem. It's not yours. You just have to keep the energy while she's around you away from you. Just deflect the negative energy and say, she's going to do that, and that's her problem, not mine. Do you understand it that way?
That's why I chose to stay home for Christmas Day. I had to take care of myself. I didn't want to be around her family attacking me.
And yet again, here you got it anyhow.
Yes.
My point is that you have to face
it.
You have to address it.
But it wasn't all day. You know, big difference on the phone.
And that's a good thing. Here again,
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing about it, is that you took it to a lesser degree.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. Just like, isn't there another one coming next week? Or was that it for a few months?
Oh, no. You're
Cancer
under
is going to be in effect off and on for a while because Venus is already retrograde
mm-hmm.
and Mars is going to be retrograding too. They're going to be doing this little dance. So,
yeah.
As Jacqueline pointed out, I think it's most important for you to find ways to shield yourself to deal with that kind of animosity. As far as I like the idea of you being a companion or helping people, the elderly. I think that's
mm-hmm.
a cool
I did that
idea for you.
I did that.
I love that for you because,
before.
Especially now with all the planets in Capricorn, this could be a good opportunity
mm-hmm.
for you to at least have something where you can start to bring in some bread and butter. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I think it's good.
Yeah,
good for you.
And the family was really
yeah.
nice. They emailed me and asked me what was my opinion, how much care the mother needed, and I thought that was really nice because they don't even know me, and I just thought at her age, she needs somebody at least every day. I didn't want to say live-in because I really don't want to go there because
right.
I'm not prepared right now. I want my own home, get my kids back. I'm not going to go from this to that. And then if that doesn't work out, I'll never be able to come back here.
Right. Well, keep us posted, Lena. We always appreciate talking
mm-hmm.
to you. We always hope you
okay.
for you the best, the very best.
Thanks a lot. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Alrighty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Now, our next caller ended up stuck, like you were, Jacqueline, trying to get a hold of me because the queue was so full last week. She emailed me through Blog Talk Radio, and because I tried to email her back from my regular email module, it wouldn't let me do it. I had to go into Blog Talk Radio and all that because I guess she calls it on Skype, and she was wondering if she was invisible. And so I wrote her back an email and told her what happened with the queue last week. So she's holding on. She's our next one.
Her or his,
I'm not sure which one, patience precedes them tonight.
thank you so much.
Good evening.
Hi there.
Patience Station, how can we help you? You had to
Hi,
wait a whole
lady.
Week to talk to me?
Yes, I did. Well, thank you for taking my call this time. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How
Hi.
You doing tonight?
Great. So my information is 3/22/49, 10:30 p.m. at Toledo, Ohio.
All right.
Give me the time again.
10:30 p.m.
Got it.
Do you still live in Toledo?
No, I'm in Central California.
And the city?
Santa Cruz. Well, Boulder Creek, but... That may not show up.
I love cuspians.
with
I'm
a zero degree
like
Mars.
I
have a 0 degrees Mercury. We all have interesting cusp babies. They just attract.
That's it.
So you had a question for us.
I do. I'm kind of curious, actually, with how I'm going to be affected by the T-square and the effects of the moon in Capricorn.
Okay. Let's take a peek.
Alrighty.
It is a distance. I am relocating you at this point in time because of the distance that you move. So,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I can tell you what,
difference.
The T-square is not hitting you dead on. Oh, that's the good news.
mm-hmm.
And the Capricorn moon on the new moon is almost exactly a decanate away, so it's a different kind of a shift of focus there. What's going to be affecting you the most has nothing to do with the T-square. It has to do with retrograde Venus sitting on your Jupiter.
Okay.
Now, are you close to your family, Sharon?
No.
Because this is a time that you might want to go back and revisit some things about your family.
Okay.
I don't know if you like to do journaling or you just like to do contemplation or whatever, but I just feel that there's some things that you can see at this point in time, this retrograde Venus, that you can't see any other time. I take advantage of it. And you can put the pieces of the puzzle together a little bit better than maybe you have in the past. Okay. You know, you've got that beautiful Aryan fire, okay, and you've got Mars, your ruler is in Aries, kissing the sun. You are unstoppable, girl.
You know, so I've been kind of in a funk for a while where I haven't really been able to get going.
Well, I think you need more planets in fire. You probably do better when the planets are in fire. It probably feeds you better. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and here again, I think that this Uranus retrograde that we just had with the T-square really put a damper on your fire, okay?
Yes. It was damped out already.
And here, I know it's only been a little bit since it's only like 2 weeks since it's been direct, okay? So you're just slowly rebuilding the circumstances with this. But I do believe that at this time, it's a big shift and change for you. You're going through a reevaluation at this point in time, and you're really looking at what direction to go with your life. What do you do for a living?
I'm a massage therapist.
Really?
Yeah. Wonderful.
But I haven't been able to sustain any kind of place to do that. I am in a place now, but that came out really recently, and it just, I don't know, things just don't always click with that with me.
And here again, I think that you're going through this reevaluation of your own self-worth, okay? Saturn is transiting through your second house of your personal values and beliefs, and it's really making you look within yourself at the depths of the beauty of who you are, okay? And Aries are not normally the individual to be, you know, to be contemplating it in deep levels of long thought processes, okay? Aries are quick in the moment, in the now. Here we are, you know, especially with the 0 degrees Mars. Here we are, okay? And I think you've lost a lot of that because of, you know, the little accidents along the way, the trips and the falls and the little things, the scars along the way. And I think you're really sitting more in a contemplative state at this point in time. And what that's for is to get rid of it, to blow it out, okay? Aphrodite was talking about that Venus retrograde that is dead on your Jupiter, and she was talking about family. That not only includes family, that includes those old childhood issues, those old things that you've held on for a long period of time, and it's now time to blow them out. That is the discipline that's going with this, okay? And again, having that Capricorn moon hit, it's a new beginning, okay? And with that new beginning, what you're going to do is you're going to be able to let it all go. This is a great year for you because it starts off with that new beginning right dead on your own natal moon. It is your lunar return as well as the new year. And so start looking at, okay, we need to just move on and move through this and get it out. If it's an issue and a problem and I'm depressed, then I need to go do something and physically get up and do something. I don't care whether it's cleaning a drawer or a closet, going outside and going for a run. Just move, okay? Get that fire going, and I think you'll find that it'll really make a difference.
Cool.
Okay?
So will the finances then improve?
Sharon, where did you move to Santa Cruz from?
I was in Southern California for about a year.
How far is that away from Santa Cruz?
Let's see. Probably, I guess 500 miles, maybe more.
All right, give me the name of the city again. I want to look at it from that trajectory.
Okay, Yorba Linda is two words, Y-O-R-B-A.
Yorba Linda.
Got it. Because it can make a difference on the ascendant. I just want to check this out a little bit differently because it takes you 13 lunar months to actually feel the change of the grid you're in from where you moved. Because you moved 500 miles. That's significant, okay? And so you are still going through an adjustment right now, too, and that might be why you can't take off like the rocket you want to take off as, okay?
Okay.
And the chart is not that much different, but it's different enough. What it does is it moves your moon into your third house and Jupiter's in your fourth alone now with Venus sitting on it. And you've got some nice trines and blessing lines as far as you being in the right profession here as far as your healing, the way that you can help people heal. And I think that that is going to be very strongly stimulated because once you do start to take off like a rocket, which I think is going to be after March 8th, but I think that after that, you're going to find that this spring and summer, you're going to do much better financially. You're going to be much happier. You're going to have found, I want to say, your tribe where you are. I don't think you've found that yet. Okay?
Yeah.
And I think that you need that because you have a very earthy moon. And the moon in Capricorn is very interesting because there's a very strong sense, as Jacqueline pointed out, is wanting to be grounded, but still wanting to be grounded enough so that you can take off from there, okay? You have to get your bearings first. And I think you're going to be working on it, but I think in the next few months you're going to see a magnificent change. I think you made a good move here.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
We're so glad you called in tonight. We finally got
Thank
a chance
you
to
so
chat
much,
with you.
Lady.
You're welcome, and God bless you and your healing work.
Oh, well, God bless you both, ladies, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty then. Well, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
More people are signing off. Every time I go to look at my astrology program and stuff, I come back and there's new people on here. It's all good.
It is.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Hello? Are you there? Skype caller, are you there? Oh, maybe they gave up.
Aww. Well, call back.
Call back. Things happen. What can you do? That's what I found out, that 1111111 number is Skype people.
Oh, interesting.
Yep, and I wasn't aware of that before I found that out. I went and Googled it finally because I wanted to figure out what was going on. All right, here's another one.
Okay.
Well,
good evening,
it's
the Illumination Station. How are you?
It's Deanna, and hi, how are you? And hi, Jacqueline.
Good.
Hi.
Hi.
We spoke, I think, on the 17th or close then, right before I went to court, and I followed your advice to a T, and you were right.
Beautiful.
You told me keep it on the low side and say what, you know, you expected, what they expect to hear from you, and so on and so forth. And I got time. I got time until before the spring comes. I'll give you my birth information. Please tell me something about myself that you see. I am November 8, 1949. I was born in Buenos Aires. I live in Miami. I was born at 2:10 in the morning. My Mercury is in Scorpio, and my Moon is in Gemini, like your earlier caller. And I'm also wondering how that, I need to clear my throat, how that will affect me, that T-square.
Okay. Was it Buenos Aires, Argentina, Brazil,
yes.
Colombia?
The only one that there is, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Okay.
Which means good air, by the way.
And where do you live now? In Miami?
In Miami, and by the way, I've been trying to engineer a miracle and come and see Jacqueline, but I haven't been able to.
Oh,
that would be so great.
I'd love to meet you.
I'd love to meet you, but I'm renting a U-Haul to get by. Like right now, I'm just arrived at my cousin's rehab, and that goes by the mile, and Miami to Vero is further than for Lena. I'll try to come and see you.
Yeah, that's still a little bit of a ways. It's an hour and a half drive. But, yeah, Stewart's there. Vera would be 2.5 hours. That'd be crazy. So
from Miami, yeah, longer than
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But I will eventually get there, hopefully in the next month and a half.
Oh, sure. You can give me a call
Excellent.
Anytime.
I shall do that.
Wow. Pluto's sitting right on your ascendant in Miami. Wow.
Is that good or bad, since I'm a Scorpio?
Well, it can be very empowering if you lead with your heart.
I usually do.
Yep. And it's interesting because I just feel good about it. I don't know why, but I like Miami for you.
Yeah, I like
Miami
too.
I think Palm Beach would work
better.
I have to say, I think Palm Beach would work better for you. It's a Scorpio city, and it really, you know, I think it'll work really well for you. So,
I do too.
I might make the change. I did want to go towards New Mexico or Colorado, though, but that's
like
only if
Florida
I get a permanent job.
But I do like Florida for you. It's such a great foundation for you. I really do think that Florida has a purpose for you for a while. I think you should settle here for a little while. Yeah. I'd like to see you move up to Palm Beach area, West Palm, that area there. I think you'd do better there than I do in Miami.
Yeah,
I think I'd like it too.
Just to let you know. What do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm an interpreter, and when I come to Palm Beach, it's usually for federal court, although I haven't been doing that lately. I was wondering if there will be a job for me in the future, stable, steady, here at the Miami base, or if I will be taking one somewhere else. It's been really, really tough and tragic almost. But I'm trying to hold, you know, stable.
I think this is a time where you're going to readdress some old issues and some old things. Venus is retrograded, and it's in your natally, in your sixth house, and conjunct your natal Jupiter. Okay, and I think you're going back, and that's why I asked what you did is because I think it's being readdressed again. I think there's going to be an opportunity coming up for you here in January sometime to really make that transformation and change and shift for you back into the interpreting field. I think you do well in interpreting languages, so I think you do well with that. So I think that would be a good thing.
You know, the issue that brought on the house problem later on, which was a false accusation almost 6 years ago, really filled me with shame without being to blame and made me look bad in front of others because I worked before judges. And, you know, it doesn't look good, regardless of whether it was not true or whether it was.
Right.
Well, and here again, that was 6 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, but still, it
still
impacted
pending.
My whole
still
life.
Still pending as far as the final judgment, yeah.
Not as far as any kind of criminal accusation. That was dropped after 17 months. But those 17 months, I had to be right in view of everybody I've ever worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, and embarrassment to no end. And the people are just, well, you know, they haven't... The chips haven't fallen where they should have yet. I'm hoping for justice. That's why I was asking what you see in me, because I've been told this was a karmic debt, without disclosing what it was, you know. I've been told this was a karmic debt, it's been paid off, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Not from this lifetime, obviously. But I just wonder what awaits me now, because it seems like... I try to lead with my heart, but I guess I need some more powerful motor sometimes than my heart.
Well, as far as your profession is concerned, I love your moon in Gemini being in that 10th house because most people that are good interpreters either have planets in Gemini or Sag or both. And with your moon in Gemini in that 10th house, working for a large institution that's partially government-funded or regulated is ideal for you, okay? Especially if you're anywhere on the eastern seaboard, that moon is probably still going to be in that 10th house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you move west, which is what you're anticipating, that will change. Okay. So I would see if you can do okay in Miami or West Palm or in that part of Florida, first and get your bearings back, because I think you need to do that. But I still feel you are going to end up working for a large institution that's partially government-funded, regulated, and you are going to love it. Once Venus goes direct, okay, in Capricorn, right on top of your Jupiter, good things can happen because of the two benefits of the zodiac. And it can be a trigger point. And you can be setting the stage or the strategy up now with this beautiful new moon coming on the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take a deep breath and readdress it when you're doing your Google searches and you're doing your job hunting. I take a deep breath and I say, it's a new year. It's a new me. You know, I need to find a place where I fit, where I can be happy and secure.
I've paid my debt is what I'm going to say there.
Exactly.
And,
okay.
And you know,
as far as
the debt, I had none. Somebody hit me and then accused me of being the one that hit.
Absolutely.
I had hit her in writing with letters from an attorney, and she hit me physically and made it look bad. I don't need to hit somebody with, you know, any kind of object. The words are enough.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, Mercury and Scorpio, you can cut somebody down to humble them to their knees without even lifting a finger. You have a Mercury in Scorpio. That's just, you know, when somebody does something and keeps poking at you and poking at you and poking at you, you're going to go for the jugular without even touching it. That's granted. But you're not letting go of it, okay? And that's
true.
My point is that this is a new year. Let go. It's done. It's vindicated. It's taken its toll. Everybody has paid their price. It's like a no-fault accident now, okay? Not saying that there wasn't a bunch of fault at the time, but now it's considered no fault. Everybody's done. Everybody's over it and moving on, okay? And that's the way it should be. You're holding on to it too long. And that's what this cardinal T-square is trying to help you with, because it's going over your south node, readdressing. You've got all this old stuff that's being purged from you. Remember, we were talking about these are cardinal signs. So they're telling you to move forward, to start forward. And sometimes that's very hard for a Scorpio. Scorpio gets fixated on something. It's a fixed planet. And it gets fixated on it. And it just doesn't let it go. But it is time. And with the new moon, it's opening a door to say, okay, let go. With the Venus retrograde on the Jupiter, it's saying let go. So ultimately, it's going to push it to where you got to let go of this. I agree with Aphrodite that this is a large institution, and you're going to have some opportunities with a large institution coming up, and you need to capitalize on those, because I think you'll really find a good place to do this. I think you have the ideal job.
The only thing that's holding me back is the matter with the house, which I don't want to lose, and I want them to fix it because, you know, their negligence has me getting water inside my house from the fourth floor roof. The same people,
wow.
You know. So once I get an attorney for that, once I can counter sue, but I just keep being stuck with that. And that's the one thing, because this is like a family home, you know, family condo, but it was home for us for more than 40 years. So I want to, in other words, avenge the honor by getting the house, and then I can move away.
I understand.
Well, and,
yep.
And here again, I think the job comes first.
I hope so.
You know, this is the point is that you need to focus on that first. Once you get that correct, everything else will start to fall into place. You have a Mars in Virgo, and you're a powerful creature. If you know one thing from me, you put a force into motion, it's going to happen. Okay?
Thank
you.
So I hope to see
it's
you
not
too.
The timing. It's not the timing of the house and what's going on with the house right now that's important. It's the timing of this job that's important. So focus on that.
I will do that. Please say again the name of the places where you are before the program is over. I love you both,
okay.
And I thank you very much for what you did last time.
Oh, well, God bless you. We want the best for you always.
That's a big kiss for each.
All right. Happy
Aww,
New Year.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Sweet. Sweet. Well, we only have about 5 minutes left. I know that you wanted to announce a couple of classes you're going to be having, Jacqueline, and let people know where they can find you and reach you.
Okay. I just have to mention something to you. I am going to start classes this next year in teaching astrology, simple and easy for everybody, to where you get to really understand astrology and have fun with it. So I'm doing two classes, one in Vero Beach and one in Stewart. I work at the B&A flea market every weekend and do private appointments there during the week in Stewart. And on Fridays, I work at the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, and that's where I'm going to be teaching the other classes. So if anybody would like more information or want to get a hold of me, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, I live in Roanoke, Virginia. And I'm always available by phone at 540-400-0110. I read out of this beautiful health and wellness center called the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke, where they have massages, reflexology, healers, DNA activation, and me. And I also do mini readings at this place called A Little Bit Hippie, The Next Generation, which is just a wonderful place to be, where everybody is just themselves, and there's young hippies, there are also older hippies, there's dreadlocks, there's bright colors everywhere, and a lot of fun. I just do mini readings there for people who maybe can't afford to get a complete reading. And I do offer smaller readings for the people that are on a budget, whether they're students or they don't have a lot of money right now. And it's all on my website at aphrodite.com. Jacqueline and I are both available. You can talk to us through Blog Talk Radio. You can actually leave us messages there. We're both on Facebook, and we post our events there also for your convenience. So for goodness sake, friend us. So you will be able to get the message. I do go down to South Florida twice a year, once before and once after hurricane season. Right, Jacqueline?
Yes, you do. It's great. Keeps the hurricanes away from
together,
us.
And Jacqueline and I get together, and we're going to see if we can manifest something down in South Florida for my next spring trip, where she and I can maybe do some kind of a psychic fair together somewhere. So we're going to be trying to work on that, too. So it gives you a chance, if you've been tuning into the show and you live in the South Florida area, you can come by and see both of us and in person, live. But I think that would be a great idea. Jacqueline and I have been friends for a long time, as you can tell from the show, and we work together very, very well. When I lived down there, we did a lot of wonderful, interesting events together. It's a hoot.
Oh, it's always been fun working with you.
And we continue to hold classes. And one suggestion I wanted to make for you, Jacqueline, while I have you on the air and stuff, so maybe other people can give us feedback, is that I would really love it if you could record your classes, perhaps, and go ahead and market the CDs for people. I know it's not as easy as it being visual. But I think it's something to consider, or to have someone, you know, Skype it in the classroom.
Technology? You want me to deal with technology?
Well, I haven't gone to that stretch yet either, but I'll tell you what, I'll be your guinea pig. I'll try it with my tarot share this month, and we'll see how it goes, okay?
Okay.
Well, we wish everyone a very happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. And with this new moon, it should be awesome, because it's all about new beginnings. And because the sun and the moon are both in Capricorn, it's a high aspiration point of not necessarily wanting to compete with anybody else, but to beat your own record and to excel at those things that you want to be your new foundation in the new year. Right, Jacqueline?
Exactly. That's a great way of putting it. This is a good new moon to utilize and to use to your greatest advantage to start new beginnings. Let the past go and move on, start anew.
Exactly, and make it count. Well, God bless you all, and a happy new year.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.